Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. The 2024 Clemland Community Champion recipients have been announced. Five individuals have been selected from nominations received at KLEM Radio. Dave Grossenheider reports.
The Community Champions program is an effort to recognize young adults who are making a difference where we live. A vibrant part of that mix is the talented class of young professionals. This year's recipients include the following six champions: Justin Frecking of Perspective Insurance, Amy Jungers, Development Director of Galen Catholic School, Dustin Wright, CEO, Floyd Valley Healthcare, T.J. Britton, Scooters Natural Meats and coach at Galen Catholic, and Michaela Brown, singer and cookbook author. Nominees were judged in categories including career or education success, mentorship and leadership, and civic and philanthropic activities. Over the next several weeks, KLEM will highlight each recipient and the many contributions they've made to the community. The winners will each receive a commemorative trophy from Plymouth Awards and engraving. The community champions will each be showcased with an interview on KLEM, along with a feature on the Clem website and Facebook page. Sponsors of the Community Champions program include Wells Enterprises, Hy-Vee, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Envision Floorings, Total Motors, and Prime Bank. Dave Grossenheider, KLEM News.
The Lamar City Council has set a public hearing for the sale of city property. Monday, the Floyd Valley Healthcare Board of Trustees held a public meeting to request the city offer for sale Park Place Estates, an assisted living facility they've operated since 1997. The Board of Trustees received a purchase offer from Acura Healthcare. At the public hearing on April 16, the City Council will take comment on a recommendation to sell the property. The goal is for the closing to be concluded and the new owner in place by June the 1st of this year. A Rock Valley man was arrested Saturday by Plymouth County authorities in Sioux City. The sheriff's office conducted a traffic stop on a motor vehicle on Hamilton Boulevard in Sioux City due to traffic violations. The driver of the vehicle was identified as Rusty J. Klein, 42, of Rock Valley. Prior to the traffic stop, Klein had thrown illegal narcotics out of the driver's side window. He also had a suspended driver's license and an expired registration. A search of Klein's person and vehicle yielded evidence of alcohol, marijuana, and meth consumption. Klein is arrested and charged with two counts of felony drug possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, motor vehicle violations, littering, and three counts of interfering with officers. Klein is currently held at the Plymouth County Jail on a $7,500 bond. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Sioux City Police. Wells North Ice Cream plant has closed 2nd Street Southeast between 1st and 2nd Avenue today. It will reopen by 6 o'clock this evening. They'll have 1st Street Southeast and the north side of the plant reopen to traffic before they close the south side. The Plymouth County Road Department has given notice it will close a rail crossing at Hinton beginning Monday. The repairs to the crossing east of US 75 along C-60 will require closing the crossing to vehicle traffic for 2 weeks. Traffic will be detoured along 75 south to C-70, east to K-42, and north to C-60. The project will be completed by Monday, April 22. The Iowa governor's plan to merge the 13 regional health systems for mental health services and 19 substance abuse treatment regions has won bipartisan support in the Iowa House. The bill would establish 7 behavioral health districts in Iowa. Iowa Department of Health and Human Services Director Kelly Garcia says the plan does not call for additional state spending but will free up $23 million in state funds for mental health services that haven't been spent. Supporters of the merge system say it'll ensure Iowans have access to similar substance abuse and mental health services no matter where they live. A House Democrat who backed the bill called it a good start, but she says the state will have to provide more incentives to get more people in the mental health care workforce. Under the bill, the redesigned and merged behavioral health system would not start operating in its 7 regions until July the 1st of next year. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.